Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matthew Lohrfeld. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians 4:25-5:14. Therefore, having put away any falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. You have been called into a body that is in Christ. Through the Spirit, on account of your baptism, you have been placed into this new body, a new creature. You are a new man. You live as a member of this body of Christ. And therefore, Paul writes to the Ephesians, telling them not to do things to harm the body or its unity. Do not lie. Rather, speak the truth. Do not sin in your anger. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. We see that when we hold grudges or animosity and anger from day to day, our anger is not a righteous anger. Do not steal, but rather do honest work. And this not so that you can store up for yourself, but rather that you can share with one in need. Do not let corrupting talk come out of your mouth, only what is good for building up and fits the occasion. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That is, when you are rebuked, you have a tendency to receive that correction with wrath or anger, clamor, slander, or malice. Instead, receive that rebuke with correction and humility, repentance, and grace. To live as a new man in Christ is also to be an imitator of God, like a child imitates their father. Therefore, we do not act like the children of darkness. So, not to be named among us, though that which is out of place is sexual immorality, impurity, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talk, crude joking. these things which are of the sons of disobedience, well, that is for those who wish to receive the inheritance of disobedience, which is death. But you do not belong to death. You do not belong to disobedience. You have been sealed in Christ. Therefore, walk in that light. So when those things that come up, those unfruitful works of darkness come up, expose them. Show them with the light. That is the light of Christ. That light shines forth from Christ and his cross, where he bore our sins for our forgiveness, where he paid the price for our sin. And we receive that in our baptism. And this is the light that shines on you, that when you are confronted with your sin, when someone rebukes you or corrects you, you turn and repent. You return to the waters of baptism, die, and rise again to new life. For you have been awakened in Christ, you sleeper. You are a child of God. Amen. O God, who alone knits all infants in the womb, you chose improbable servants, old and childless, to conceive and parent the forerunner of Christ, and in so doing, demonstrated again your strength in weakness. Grant us, who are as unlikely and unworthy as Zechariah and Elizabeth, the opportunity to love and serve you according to your good and gracious will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.